Science Center, July 2nd, 2023.
Nice little book. Before I read it, I just want to share a little bit about why I chose it. It's just full of incredible things, but it really hits my heart. This last stage where he says, "You are I am but the image, and you are the reality." This part really hits me, and it's hit me before. It hit me when we talk about daydream and nightdream. It hit me when we talk of, when Bubba talks about God being the writer and the director, and how we're just actors playing a part. It hits me then. It hits me when Bubba talks about having confidence in the wave, because if you don't have confidence in the wave, you can't have confidence in the ocean. It just, this truth that we are a reflection of this reality, every time I hear it, it brings me peace and perspective, and I wanna understand it more. So that's why I was so excited about this one. So I'm gonna read it, and then we're gonna have a series of questions and contemplations, and we'll just see where it goes. Ignorance can be removed by acknowledging the universality of God and merging your individuality in the universal. First, practice the attitude of I am yours. Let the wave discover and acknowledge that it belongs to the sea. This first step is not as easy as it looks. The wave takes a long time to recognize that the vast sea beneath it gives it its existence. Its ego is so powerful that it will not permit it to be so humble as to bend before the sea. I am yours. You are the master. I am a servant. You are sovereign. I am bound. This mental attitude will tame the ego. The next step is, you are mine, where the wave demands the support of the sea as its right. The Lord has to take the responsibility of guarding and guiding the individual. The individual is important, worthy to be saved, and the Lord is bound to fulfill the need of the devotee. The next stage is, you are I. I am but the image, and you are the reality. I have no separate individuality. There is no duality. All is one. Duality is but delusion. Before I go into these questions that were written up, I want to just see, does anybody feel particularly inspired by any part of this and they want to share about it?
I said when I go through this, I just got remembered the sayings of Jesus. Father and son of Father, and Father and Son are same, that is, I am in the light, and the light is in me, and I am and the light are same. That thought only came to my life. Mm-hmm. That's what we are practicing every day, meditation. Asatoma Satkamaya. That meaning is, coming out of, please help me, coming out of my ignorance that I play on it. That part came to my best thought.
Thank you. Ignorance can be removed by acknowledging the universality of God and merging your individuality in the universal. The first question here is, what is ignorance, and how do you recognize it?
interesting that your first question is, what is ignorance? Today, when I read this quote, I just was thinking, what is ignorance? And maybe the thought, maybe the separation. In the middle of the day, I just find out that ignorance is, I am somebody. And the remedy is just, even just tell to myself, I'm nobody, it's just a release. And how to recognize it is just, it's not enough. It's like a car, it's like a broken car that you started, and maybe it works, maybe it goes somewhere, but it cannot take you to your destination, wherever it is.
For me, ignorance is anything that feels uncomfortable or binding, doesn't make me feel that contentment that I feel most of the time, and that's when I know that something is off for me.
You want to share?
We are ignorant of we are the person. I am so and so. Because we think like that. It is not so. But to come to that stage, it takes time. It is like electricity is one, but the lights are different. One is red, one is blue, green, everything. But all are same, all are one and the same. That level we have to come. That's dualism is not there. Because you think that you are the doer. On atmic level, both are same. Swami is asking us to do it, we are doing it. We think that we are X, Y, Z. It is not so. That stage, it has to come. It's ignorance. We are led to go to that stage.
Thank you.
In my humble opinion, we think all the temporary things are permanent. It is ignorance. All the illusions are all impermanent things, considering as permanent. I'm getting confused. That may be ignorance. To my humble submission.
My definition is, I think, similar to that. It's that, like, I was thinking about today, but all the ideas that we believe or all the thoughts that we think deserve attention and time and opinion and back and forth, to me, it really feels like it at least deepens my ignorance. So, thank you. What does it mean to acknowledge the universality of God? And additionally, what helps you with this, or what struggles do you have with it?
Can I say something about the first question you had? What was it? Can you repeat it?
What is ignorance, and how do you recognize it?
I think I come to realize myself that ignorance will go on until we realize we were never born. As long as we think we were born, all the other steps are just ways to get us back to the fact of realizing that we were never the body, we were never born, therefore we are eternal. The rest is comes and goes. Not being a doer helps. Not taking charge of every thought, not being all sorts of practice. We do devotion, love of the God, love of the all of that. Still, the ignorance lingers on with different degree until the day that you say, "Oh my God." So something like that. That's what I think.
It's interesting that what you just said, even that day, you're calling on God, you're saying, oh my God.
Sachin, when you say we were never born, what was born? Was, is
ignorance.
The body still born?
Ignorance was born. That's the only thing has birth and death. I mean, sometimes on a spiritual path, we get impatient and we say, what just happened to me? I was so clear about my realization. I was so clear about my ways, and all of a sudden I find myself in the body identification more than I had for years. And again, we go back that these are all teasing to get to the point, releasing and teasing to the point that we, it just dawns on us, hopefully one day, where we say, that doesn't make sense, that I, without my permission, I find myself in this body. And everything becomes meaningless in a way. Bhava says this beautifully, the last part where he says, you realize you were always the ocean, the wave was just the movement of the water, which was you.
Let's read that part. The next stage is, you are I. I am but the image, and you are the reality. I have no separate individuality. There is no duality. All is one. Duality is but delusion.
This also reminds me of another discourse of Swami's where he had mentioned that, you know, we all are like water from different rivers coming and joining into the ocean, and you know, once we merge the ocean, which is God, we all are one though.
Yeah.
I have separated myself from myself so that I can love my own self. My dear ones, you are all my own self. That is Swami's quotation.
I heard that the Baba said many, many times, which people now call it that Baba mantra, is to say, I am God, I am God, I am no different than God. Even that doesn't remedy a million lifetimes. It takes time.
I was just thinking, I feel like being human is not easy because it's come with the package of five senses and attachments and emotions and thoughts and the brain and this and that. And then at the same time I was thinking, if the capacity of awakening was not in that human, we would probably not be in that stage. Is that correct?
I hope so. Yeah. The question that would be really good for all of us is, what keeps us from not believing him? We believe everything he says. What is the problem here?
I think practicing it is the problem.
What would you practice?
Just living what he says.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. There's too many distractions, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was going to say, if
sometimes there's just too much evidence to the contrary.
Forgetting his message itself is ignorance.
What is fun? Yeah.
Who else would like to answer that? What keeps us from not believing it?
I mean, I'm sure the girls believe it. Please believe it. Please believe your God. All five of you. Beyond the body. If we didn't make it, you guys make it.
Following what Radha said, I wanted to say sometimes, I really want to believe you. I really do. Help me out here.
I'm just thinking about this, what keeps me from believing it. But what I keep realizing right now is how much peace it gives me when I hear it. And how much more peace it gives me when I hear it now, even than when I've heard it before. And I wonder what does keep me from believing it. I just think my mind just gets very distracted. Like, it's right now, like, what keeps me from not thinking about it? At some point, it's not that I don't believe it. I just start thinking about all the ignorance. I dance in the ignorance.
It's attractive.
Yeah. So I just, but my attention goes away from it. It's,
yeah, we all do.
So there is a issue as well that however many years we are on this earth, we've been told you're this or this or this or all of a sudden, oh, I'm God. I have to go through so many years of saying that to me to remove all of the stuff that was shut down in our brain.
Yeah, that's a good excuse. Yeah.
Even calling a naughty boy as a good boy, good boy, good boy, then he's becoming good as Swami, calling us as Bhagavad, good, good. Even though we are not good, he's making us good. But often he says, you just address us as Bhagavad, you are the divine embodiments of love. Just you go on remembering whatever you are forgetting is going on, you know, that's what our brother said.
Yeah. Wait, is there a person that has perfect characters?
Yeah.
Are they?
What was that?
Is there a human being that has perfect characters? So can we say that if we rely on our characters, we will never know God?
Towards perfection, part of journey.
Yeah.
Well, if God is the writer and director, he did not write perfect characters.
Now let's blame him, right? Instead of becoming him.
I love this part where it says the way it takes a long time to recognize that the vast sea beneath it gives it its existence. I was just thinking about how I don't know anything about realizing if the vast sea gives it its existence, but I was thinking about how we have so many tools that allow us to experience it, even if for a moment, that vastness. And all of the things that Ahmad was describing that they told us that we were require so much work and effort and schooling and disappointment. And doesn't take any work at all, just the remembrance. For a moment, anyway.
I think every individual come to the point that we don't know anything, right? And the answer to everything is silence. It's genuinely. And I mean true silence, the silence of the mind. And I think the easiest way that I was directed by my guru is to just stay against every thoughts and emotions that wants to fool us. And it takes years, yeah, of course. But there, I don't know. For me, I don't find any other solution. To find a solution in my mind, I just have to make the mind to quiet down and have the habit of transcending into the heart where Swami sits, our guru sits. And that's through silence and practice, like you said, and simplicity of life. When we simplify our life, our mind becomes simplified. And then, like Saint Francis of Assisi said, simple joys are holy. Even little things can make our heart tickle. So, in order for the wave to know its ocean, has to calm down.
Mm.
If you control your thoughts, that means you are almost a part of the journey. You are almost going to the realization stage, right?
Well, it's not controlling.
Once you reach the level of transcendental stage, and you could control your monkey mind, then dandy, right? That's what the ultimate.
Yeah, but you see, when you say control, who is controlling? The mind is controlling the mind. So the best thing is not even think of controlling. You just, as a witness, you stay. As a thinker, instead of becoming every thought, emotion, and feelings, you begin daily to practice, it's okay to stay. So there is no control. When you stay, the mind doesn't know what to do to get your attention. It just stays with you. And it sinks down in the region of the heart. I think that's the best way for the ocean to calm down. It just calms down. Control rises your willpower. The willpower is limited to the small self, and it will be defeated.
It works in opposite. Once you start controlling it, it will become more vigorously.
You give it energy.
Yes.
Yeah.
In the middle of thought, his mind, we remove one thread, one.
That's
thread
what. Yes! You said it. Yes. How do we pull it? By not pulling it. By just staying. Each time we stay, it gets pulled by the grace. And then before we know it, there is no cloth. It's just a space.
As it comes, it goes.
As it comes, it goes, yes. Yeah.
Sachin, it's a small example, but what you're saying, I can see it in my own life, because when I like have a problem or something that's bothering me, if I just do what you're saying and stay, nothing changes, but my opinion of it changes, my perspective changes, all of the concerns around it change, and it just relaxes. It's not the same.
Yeah, and also if we all have realized that when we settle down, surrendering to God is automatic. When we can't force surrendering, right? So when we don't go with our thoughts, even one a day, in that space there is God and silence. So we decided to surrender to the source rather than to the individuality. I think I find this is the only solution. I mean, to obey Baba, of what he is saying to me, is to just calm down and be. And it is not even a question of being the ocean. You are the ocean.
Well, you realize to practice it
by staying. The simplest, oh my God, the simplest way of practicing is the right way of practicing. I call it effortless effort. And then I find out in my life, I'm still developing and going. I'm not saying I'm enlightened at all or I self-realize. I'm just sharing my 50 years of experience. The thing is that every time that we understand, first we have to understand what is being said, what stay means. Stay means relax and just be with God. Not that God that you know, not the God that is your concept, is a silent God. You just stay with that. That thought falls. And then a strong emotion comes. You remember. That's all we need to know is remember. We take a deep breath and we stay. We're one with God again because we find a silence. We do that and then there is no wind. Little by little. And it might take us a lifetime. But the practice becomes automatic, as all of us can say, all of us, that it gets easier and easier where you say, no, I'm not this. I'm not being fooled, and just stay. I just wanted to share that because we didn't know why we wouldn't get it when Moses is your God, because we haven't had the art of letting go of the mind, not the world, the thoughts.
How do you sustain from the external forces to control? Because
that is
when I'm here, when I am talking, when I am on meditation for 15 minutes, fine.
Yeah.
Once it is done,
Then
so many things, I am unable to insulate myself.
No.
Still in the external forces.
No, you are absolutely right. We are all in that. We are all in this whirlpool of a duality and all of that, but the thing is that there is, eventually you come to realize there is no outside, there is only your approach to outside that you call outside. So the more, say you are working and a colleague is not agreeable with you and is beginning to make you mad, and which is fine because who wouldn't get mad, right? But for a moment, even though if you're angry, you stay. Okay? And that becomes a habit. A non-reaction, but it's not passive non-reaction. You already transcended to the silence of God.
Yeah.
Yeah, little by little. Yeah.
I'm taking another way around.
Yeah.
Suppose some external forces interaction comes, because I think, okay, you are the person you are talking to me, may not be synced with my ideas and implementation. Then I used to think, okay, maybe you are the God, you are telling me something wrong, maybe a time for me to step back and go.
Beautiful.
Then that gives sort of peace of mind.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. We need to do whatever works for us. That is true. But I hope you say to yourself also that I am God. There is a saying in Islam that I'm sure in Hinduism is too. Knowing oneself is knowing God. I honestly believe that. There is no way to know what God is except through our concept and an image we made of Him. Which is great because we do a lot of prayer and get a lot of answers. But knowing us, I want to share something else. I wasn't even going to really take over the meeting. As we were singing, you guys sent me someplace. As you guys were singing and then Nilu sang, I felt Shridi Baba strongly because he's astute for Muslim and Hindu. And I felt like, look at how beautiful it is that we transcended being a strict Hindu and a strict Muslim we came together as love. And that's made me very happy, my meditation.